K-State Nation, another episode right here. The Pearl Project Podcast starts right now. Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports, whether that is, yes, sir, football, men's, women's basketball, women's golf in action. We're gonna probably cut away in that second half of this episode to do that. And plenty more action, women's volleyball, women's soccer, so much more. Your very first time checking out this podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in to the latest edition of this podcast. Catching up a little bit on some things. Just getting off work here. This will probably come out tomorrow night. I know we're getting things posted. You guys caught up from a busy Labor Day weekend here for this podcast here. Let me see. At some point, yeah, I will. I have not watched the coordinates podcast. I have not watched the Colin Klein press conference of Washington State. Have not done yet. But yes, I'm gonna start right there. That's not good. But anyways, yeah. So awesome job. One more time looking back, at least for me, on this blowout game with Nichols here. I know all the podcasts saying, oh, you know, hey, even I said in the reaction edition of the podcast, which you can go check that out right now. We posted it up last night. Go check it up right now. I will have an episode tonight. So I'm gonna get after that. I'm getting after things a little bit. So we had two episodes, I believe, last night. You have two more. Yeah, we posted an AM episode. You're going to get a PM episode. And that's going to pretty much go on through this week. And we're going to make it final. And me and my guys outside this podcast will get together and make a kind of a one final decision on at least the running part, at least. What will happen with that. But that's a different conversation. Might want to slow roll a little bit. Until, you know, obviously, yes, the numbers say, but it's only happened twice. And I want to go back to the 71 thrown down by K-State over the weekend against Nichols. I know I said it a little bit in my reaction. It's been, I'll probably throw some money on it. Everybody has said it on their respective podcasts. But hey, I'm gonna hold something back a little bit until we get deeper into the season. Obviously, it's still young, and Washington State coming to town. Washington State's gonna be a little, obviously different than Nichols. I'm still feeling good, but come rein back the horses a little bit on this thing. So hey, again, you took care of your business, Nichols. You did what you had to do. You did even more than that. The rushing attack, might be the surprising thing. All them guys scored touchdowns. The Jay Harris's, even Jacob Anuki in the end zone. Rodney Fields had a big night, and so forth. Right. I know I'm Joe Jackson. I had kind of a slow night, but he still got in the end zone. But six different guys getting in the end zone, the rushing attack, and how Colin Klein's offense, new head coach of this case of football team, oh, by the way, can hurt you multiple ways. And I'm going to be fascinated to see if that can carry over to this 11 a.m. kick. This is going to be the first of two 11 a.m. kicks. Washington coming to Manhattan, and then you got to Tulane, which I circled that because that is going to be a intriguing game. Now, again, Washington State, I need to do a little bit deeper dive on them a little bit, but I'm holding back the reins a little bit. I'm not saying, you know, hey, we're going to national championship. I didn't say it. So maybe some other people did that on their podcast. I said it's awesome. You know, it was lopsided Labor Day weekend for a lot of teams. You know, you dominate your opponent, do what you need. Don't play around like Michigan. Don't play around. Do what you got to do. And hey, you know, it's a good first impression. Awesome stuff. But again, you know, the numbers say, since we got 71 points, we're gonna be ranked top two in the nation. hey, let's pump the brakes a little bit on that. let's ease up a little bit. And I was kind of thinking about that. You know, it's like, damn, you know, that don't mean that we're going to be top two going out championship. I didn't say it, but, you know, it's like, all these podcasts, I can name one of them. I'll call it out, but I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do it. I know who that podcast is. And whoever's listening, I know some people listening, I know who y'all are. So that goes with that there as well. But we'll check it with golf in a minute here, because I know I want to check it on golf. I know this is going to come out tomorrow morning, probably, most likely. The golf team is going to be the women's golf team, I should emphasize that, in Minnesota, up there in Inica Collegiate. We'll check it in here in a minute, but I also want to go back with football for a final time with this season opener. This is how they kick it off. Defense. Now, again, Gabe Power say, yeah, again, awesome. But, again, there's a lot of ways to clean some things up there as well. We got Washington State team coming into Manhattan. So, you know, we'll see. Hey, we'll see what happens. Obviously, again, preview and all that coming up in the back end of this week. So I just wanted to point that out. I know. I was huge, but again, Colin Klein, apparently, you know, like, again, Bill Snyder-esque, you know, we did this, but we got to do this better. There's always things you got to clean up better. So I'm actually not surprised. CC went and said that. Oh, man, but hey, you know, from outside perspective, a little bit outside perspective, you know, awesome. I did not see, I predicted. On the the Rays have scored. But the Rays and Braves are playing right now as I'm recording this kind of last recap podcast. But what I was going to say, I predicted on the preview that I did not see, they'll score points, obviously, but I did not see them dropping 71. And I'm pretty sure everybody else did not see that coming. So, again, we're going to see if that mojo carries on. And, again, this is going to be the first of two 11 a.m. kicks. This is going to be interesting to see if you can carry that energy, again, getting up for these games. I think, to me, getting up for 11 – I'm not a fan, and this is my podcast. I say what the hell I want on here, my opinions. To me, in my opinion, I think it's harder to get up for 11 o'clock games than it is to see, I'm a favorite of 2:30 game, me personally. It has that mixture, tailgate and all that, and then you have more of a tailgate, and then get up for, what is it? and then you have the ball game. It's basically throws it back a little bit to the 90s, 2000s, right? You know, that 2:30, I'm sitting here as kind of a little exhausted I am. Thinking about Keith Jackson, you know, has those 2:30 games. And then you have the rest of the night to, if we win the ball game, you know, tailgate all night, do what you want to do, have fun, your family, friends, and all that, right? These 11 o'clock games are back-to-back 11 o'clock games. And Washington State, this is going to be on Fort Riley Day, comes early here in 2026. The Pro Bunch of Podcasts, all things KZ Sports, Andy Greer III. This will come out probably tomorrow morning. And then we'll have another episode. So I know we're recapping all of Labor Day weekend. We're getting you caught up on that. So while we're doing that, while I'm posting episodes on that, we're getting y'all set for the rest of the week, which will include K-State soccer in Colorado for the rest of this weekend there as well. Make sure you do subscribe to this podcast, all things K-State sports. Yeah, so I don't know. This is going to be, I think, to me, the ultimate test is going to be next week. Tulane comes in, but this is going to be a little bit more of a test. Washington State, I am going to look at depth chart and all that. So we'll see. But yeah, man, you can't get up. This is way better. I'll take this, though. For what it is, I'll take a blowout over Heartbreak City last year, Ireland and all that, and the bomb falling out, right? I'll take it for what it is. Women's golf right now on a podcast. Coming into the day. Now, I might, if I have time tomorrow morning, I might sneak back on here before heading to work, talk about women's golf opening up in Minnesota, the Inica Intercollegiate, and going in. Now, again, this is day two, as is Tuesday. Oh, by the way, September 8th, 2026, and tomorrow, game day, NFL, baby. So, it's like, oh, I better just run in the morning, because sure as hell, I'm not going to be doubling up tomorrow. But again, me and my guys off the pod, we're going to discuss what's the plan going forward, because I know there's Plaza 10K this weekend, the same old, same old. So we might change it. And by the way, yes, Eddie EG3, very well, very well. And this is very, very well could have a big announcement on one of these podcasts coming up this week. Just saying, just putting it out there. 10th going into the day. Now, I don't know where they're at now. I know it's moot point there, but Stu Burke falling day one yesterday, saying, quote, quote, we got off to a nervous start, but really settled in well toward the end for our first nine. Quote, unfortunately, we made a few too many errors after making the turn and did not finish strong in the toughest part of the day. We have to stick to the plan and get off to a better start. We'll see if they did that when I check back in with them. Nanami Nakashima led K-State, by the way, two over par 74. We're just going to go right down the line because I'm not going to spend too much time on this, but Julia Barstow. Oh my! I cannot. Why can I not say this last name properly? She's been in this program for a long time, and really says the purple part. Oh, I can't even say the podcast right. Julia, it's your fault. The Purple Punch Podcast, all things K-State sports. Julia Ballester Barrio. And freshman Amy Wang finished behind Nagashima there. That's a surprise. Let me see here. Five, both of them finishing five over par. That's a surprise I take away from day one. Kelsey Chin, Staley Fields, they're close behind. They're all close behind. But, yeah, so slow start for the K-State women's golf team as the Rays keep pouring it on the Braves as I wrap up this podcast. Yeah, so that's a little surprising there. So, you get, hey, and I keep going back to this well. The same old well. Again, if K-State's going to go forward and can make moves in the 2026-27 year this year, you're going to have, Kelsey Chase is going to have to be better, step up to the plate. Nanami Nakashima. Nakashima took big steps forward last year, and so did Kelsey Chin in the back on backside. You need Chin to be a little bit better. I'm telling what it is. I don't like. I mean, y'all might say, hey, ease up a little bit. Look, I said pull back the reins on football a little bit. But I'm telling what it is. So, I'm looking for Kelsey Chin, her Nakashima. It all starts with them. And if one of them is on the top of the game, that's not going to be good enough. It's just not. Unless, you know, you get a Ballester Barrio or Amy Wayne or something like that. But that was a surprise. That was surprising me right there. So, we'll see what happens. And I'm going to stop, put a pin on it, because obviously there's going to be a report coming out on day two, which is today, here in, well, not here, but up there in Minnesota. And where are they at playing, by the way, up there? Let me see. Lake Elmo, Minnesota. So there's that for the Cats. They open up their 2026-27 campaign in the fall in Minnesota. They're in the top 10, though, despite all that. So we'll see if they can make a move forward. We'll check back in with them at some point tomorrow, probably. I probably have to work more than likely, as basically the tournament will end tomorrow there as well. But yeah, man, this will be out tomorrow, getting ahead of it a little bit as we wrap this podcast. So again, I'm gonna finish up this with this and then go ahead, post the PM episode right now so I don't play around. So y'all gonna get two episodes a day. So pretty much, probably all week long. Wait, this is shaking out. I told you. Hey, once everything starts, we're gonna be rocking and rolling here. And by the time we know it, we're gonna be near the end of 2026. It's crazy, but just the beginning of K-State Sports. Again, a Pro Project podcast, all things K-State Sports. Get it? We're a podcast found free and available daily, which is Court. K-State content. You know what it is. iTunes, Spotify, the Purple Project podcast. Make sure you tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. Make sure you do have some time. I know you have time on your hands. Please leave us a rating. That will help out this podcast. Not just help us out, but help out other K-State fans find out more about this K-State podcast. Looking forward to see what Colin Klein's squad does this upcoming weekend when they host Washington State. A lot more on that matchup as it gets closer to the week. Obviously, before that, we got business to handle. Women's soccer, women's volleyball. We play Friday night on the road away from Morgan Family Arena. That'll be interesting. Maddie Sibbing continues to get accolades. So we'll check back in here throughout the week, as well as recapping the Labor Day that was K-State sports. Alex Hayden out there, State of California, Eddie Greer here in Kansas City, Missouri. Appreciate y'all, K-State Nation. It's been another episode right here of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State Alex, go Cats.